Well, Kara, thanks for being here with us today.
Yeah, thanks. I'm excited to talk about the rebuild.
Yeah, McDonald's owner Kara Van Steen is here with us on Let's Talk Knoxville today. And like you said, McDonald's is going to be rebuilt this summer. Tell us a little bit about the timeline here for this McDonald's being rebuilt in Knoxville.
Well, it's not exactly the timing that I hoped for, but it is what that we have to live with. We're not going to be open during Nationals or Ragbri, which is disappointing to me, but we're extremely excited to have a brand new building. If everything goes like it's supposed to between now and June, our last day of business will be Memorial Day, and we are planning on opening to the public September 12th.
And so what does this remodel consist of? It's kind of what they're doing across the nation, it sounds like, to McDonald's.
McDonald's is an aging company, and a lot of restaurants need rebuilt, and we are going to bulldoze this restaurant. The only thing that will be left standing is the Golden Arches, and everything else will be new, from the parking lot to the entire building.
And so inside, will it look different than the McDonald's we currently have?
Very different. We've got a beautiful lobby picked out. The decor is nice. I think Knoxville customers will like it. One thing that was important to me was to find a way to accommodate the big groups that we have that like to come and have coffee and meet with their friends and their family. And I think we've done a nice job with the lobby to find opportunities where they easily can assemble a good size group.
I think a lot of people probably picture the newer McDonald's more of a contemporary, almost a coffee shop type feel. And you decided you wanted to go for a little more homier look. And I'm looking at some of the spreads you have right now, and it definitely gives kind of that homier feel, definitely.
Well, that was one of the concerns that I had. I love the McDonald's new look, but this community in Knoxville with the big groups, and I just wanted a warm feeling restaurant. So I think we've done a nice job putting together some warm colors, nice layout where there's big groups that can sit, and yet some contemporary colors and contemporary lines in the decor. So I think you'll be happy with it.
Your hours will be different as well. That's got to be exciting when you guys reopen.
We are going to try 24 hours inside and out. So a lot of McDonald's are 24 hours drive-through, but we are going to open our lobby and our drive-through 24 hours, 7 days a week.
The corporate McDonald's that has kind of come in and told you about the timeline and how things will be going?
Right. The timeline really ended up in the summer just because of the weather in Iowa. Sure. They said that we had to have basically a shovel in the ground by July 7th. In order to keep the weather out of the equation. And our goal is to be down just 90 days. And to have that happen, the weather has to cooperate. And so that's why the timeline ended up in the summer. We tried to actually push this a little faster and start last month, and just we couldn't get it done.
And so you talk about the new layout. What excites you most about it?
Well, a brand new restaurant with all new equipment and a beautiful decor that we can be proud of excites me a lot. This restaurant was built, I believe, in 1982, and it's a little bit tired, and it's got some issues internally with plumbing and electrical, and to have the state-of-the-art equipment and a beautiful lobby and a restaurant we're all proud of is just really exciting.
I'm sure some people are curious what's going to be happening with the employees that work here during that time as well.
We're spending our day today talking with every single employee, and we have a position for them. Between Pella and Oskaloosa, we will accommodate everybody. Everything from group transportation to just working within their availability, and I want every one of them to come back. My hope is that we retain everyone, and when we go to reopen, we'll hire probably 30 more people.
And you do own a group of McDonald's. Is this the first McDonald's that you're going to have rebuilt here based on the buildings?
Well, my very first McDonald's was in 1993, and I was really lucky I got to build that in Windom, Minnesota. So I have built before, but it's been a long time ago. I've been a McDonald's franchisee in St. Louis for the last 20 years and just came back to this area purchasing these four stores.
Okay. Is this something that you can see happening in the future, say, to the McDonald's and Pella as well?
Pella's got a unique building, and with their codes in the town, they're probably never going to have a McDonald's that looks like a typical McDonald's. So I hope I don't have to rebuild that for a long time, but the Oskaloosa one is definitely on my plans.
So this is not just a new building, but also kind of a run-through for that, too. You'll learn from this rebuild, and as you move forward, you can have that experience, too.
Absolutely. And McDonald's, they do this all the time. So yeah. I cook burgers and fries. I don't build buildings, so they take the lead on it, and I have a few of the decision-making. I got to pick the decor, and I get to pick the equipment. And past that, I don't have too much say in the layout of this or the where it sits on the parking lot or the facade. I don't really have any control.
Is it going to be bigger?
I think it's pretty close to the same square footage, but very different. So there will be no side lobby.
Okay.
Everything will be out front. It'll seat 91, and I'm not exactly sure what we seat currently, but I think we're really close to that. One big change from the customer's point of view is we'll have a dual lane drive through, so we'll be able to put a lot more cars through quicker, and I'm excited for that.
That'll definitely help during the breakfast and lunch hours, I imagine, when there's a line out there and that sort of thing.
Absolutely. Two places to take an order at the same time really can move it along.
All right. Well, is there anything else you'd like to add about this today?
Just I'm really excited to be a part of this community and to watch this building go down and come back up.
So Memorial Day will be the last day and then hopefully reopening by September. That's correct?
That is correct.
All right. Well, Kara, thanks for being here with us today.
Yeah, thank you.